that how fast they would move along.
Right.
Actually, Linkabit, back in, which is the first company, back in the early, get my decades straight, back in the early 70s, we were invited to work on a program for the Air Force, which turned into something we call the dual modem.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, was probably the first place in which we used CDMA. But it was a kind of a complicated program, and we decided to go ahead and use a microprocessor and a lot of programming to implement a whole range of functions. And actually had to go and give lectures at several different locations, including Lincoln Laboratory and some of the other Air Force labs, Wright-Patterson, here up in Los Angeles, because people weren't familiar with that approach. And indeed, there was no such thing as a single-chip microprocessor at that point,
mm-hmm.
but there were ALUs, arithmetic logic units, and then some chips around that, and you could build a little one. And so, actually, Klein Gilhouse and myself, a few other people here were very active on that project also, and developed a microprocessor for doing these modem functions that was probably one of the first RISC, if not the first RISC processor, that has decided that the best thing, the best implementation was to have a very small instruction set, but a great deal of flexibility and be able to jump from one subroutine to another, et cetera. So it's actually a four or five stack machine,
mm-hmm.
and implemented out of components. And that turned into a very useful product. We went through a development cycle. We ended up being it went through several phases. Ended up being initially developed for a satellite that was being built by Lincoln Laboratories called LES 8 and 9. Then requested to go ahead and develop it for AFSATCOM, which was an Air Force satellite system that was going into use. And ultimately became part of MILSATCOM as well. MILSAT. But we were originally just developing a modem. It wasn't clear we'd ever go into production. We were competing with another major aerospace company, and they were pretty far along. And so we completed the development, and we had a very nice, compact system, nice little unit. Went up to see the general in charge of the program up in Los Angeles, and we had discussion. He was quite aware of the status and so on. And made a statement I've never forgotten, which was that as a program manager, it's clear I should go with this other system. It's already gone through its certification, its tests, and we can go ahead. And so that'd be by far the cleanest way to continue my program.